This is a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation.
Good evening, everybody. I'm really, really fortunate to be presenting the Judith Killen Golden Harness Award to somebody tonight who I know personally, who has trained me with a couple of seeing eye dogs. So I'm not going to say the person's name. I'm just going to read out some information about this person and see who guesses. So this person started work at Lady Nell's Seeing Eye Dog School in February 1971. And this was when the organisation was barely 10 years old. He stayed there until 1983. He then returned to Seeing Eye Dogs Australia in 2003 and retired just at the end of 2022.
I've just set off voiceover.
It's 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I'm not sure what that's all about.
Sorry.
As part of this national organisation, he supported clients with their dogs in the four corners of Australia, from Perth to Tassie and everywhere in between.
Sorry, voiceover keeps going off. No, I don't. Voiceover just keeps going off. I'm sorry. No, it's all good. Keep going, Nadia.
This person was always open and willing to support clients with out-of-the-box thinking. During the COVID-19 pandemic, this person supported a client training program via Zoom. And I'm not sure how technologically advanced this person is, but well done. And supported staff to enable clients and their seeing eye dogs to continue training. He was always thinking of ways to fix things for clients. Oh my God, did he ever. And often taking small repairs of equipment. Yes, yes, you did. I nearly gave the person's name away. home, so he would take small pieces of equipment home for him, and he would fix those. Around the office, this person was known to always sing and chuckle at his own jokes. Well, somebody's got to. It is a great pleasure to present the 2023 Judith Killen Golden Harness Award to Harry Vanderjagt. Yeah. Congratulations, Harry.
Now, is this going to work?
I don't know. Harry, can you hear me, Harry?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent. Yes.
Can everyone hear?
Hang on, let me move the microphone closer. Try again, Harry, speak.
Yeah, can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Harry, congratulations. And specifically from me, all the times that you have bailed me out of things and thought out of the box, and so many people at this table. This is kind of the partial seeing eye dog table, I think. We're all going, and me, and me, and me. We really appreciate the work and the thought that you have for the client. You are truly a client-centred person, and we miss you so much.
Yeah.
We want you to come back.
That sounded like Jenny.
It was.
Look, it's an absolute honour to accept this award, and I feel very humbled that you've chosen me to receive it. And even after retiring, and don't forget, I certainly think about my work and the clients I worked with quite often, and it's something I'll never forget. And the clients who I worked with over the years, in many cases, I believe became my friend, as well as the people that I was there to serve and support. It's very much my work has never been a job. It was always a career, and a career when you are very much a part of it, your daily life in your thinking. I've always said to trainee instructors, you can't turn off at the end of the day. You'll be taking the job home and you'll lay awake at night thinking, how can I support that client? And that was very much what I did. And it was an absolute joy, though, and to be able to make hopefully a difference in people's lives through the work and my skills that I was able to pass on. But it was mostly an absolute joy to see people achieve their goals and in some cases go even further to be able to do things that they never expected and have the confidence to do that with their dog. I always loved dogs and I love working with dogs, and dogs seem to respond to me well, but my passion was definitely working with clients, and that's what I enjoyed the most, just spending time along with people. And you know, having a dog is not just having a mobility aid, it's very much part of your life. And so that's what's very special for me, that I could be a part of people's lives in that way, through the what I was doing. And I certainly would have loved to have been there to see many of you again that I've met in the past, and to hear how things are going. And and I still hear things in the grapevine now and then. I've just recently moved down to Mornington Peninsula, and I know there's a client, one of the clients living not far from me, and I'll get a chance to connect with that client at some stage, but just to see how things are going, because even though I'm not an employee anymore, I still have a heart for people and their lives and what they're doing with their dogs. So, thanks. Thank you so much for this award. Greg was saying that he's going to keep it and then send it to me later, because in a couple of weeks I'm going overseas for 8 weeks. So it'll be lovely to receive it when I get back. Yeah.
Harry, we have somebody here. This is kind of like a "This Is Your Life." So we're going to do it. We're going to do a bit of a test here. Pick this voice.
Hi, Harry. As one of your trainee instructors from the past, I would like to say congratulations. Can you pick my voice?
Hang on, let's go back there. Who do you reckon, Harry?
It sounds a little bit like...
Oh my God! Four-letter name.
No.
By the way, it's not Lester.
It sounds funny on the phone.
Okay, first letter is A.
Hannah. And her name's not Kylie.
And second letter is NN. Second letters are NN, and fourth letter. Oh my God, I can't count. Is A. It's Anna.
Oh!
Energy.
Anna Gigliotti Scret. Yes, she came here and she stole the microphone and she demanded to speak to you.
Yeah. Well, Anna, so lovely to hear your voice. I remember when I interviewed Anna for her position, and I thought, This lady may not have dog skills, but she's definitely got the people skills. So you know, she worked very hard to learn the dog skills and became a great instructor and trained some great dogs.
Thank you so much, Harry. And I think that the award is winging its way. Well, will be winging its way once you come back from your holiday. And why aren't you taking us all with you, damn you? but hopefully you're not someone who will not be seen around, and you know, maybe we'll all move to the Mornington Peninsula just to be near you.
People have got my contacts, so if anybody's coming down that way, don't hesitate to find out where I live, and you can drop in.
How many spare bedrooms do you have, Harry?
We will find out. We will find out that information, and we'll no, we won't share it far and wide, but thank you so much, Harry. I'm sorry you couldn't be with us tonight, but truly know that we do appreciate, especially those who've had direct contact with you, and the way you work and the passion you have for the clients, that we do are very excited that you have received this award. Enjoy your trip, and thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Nadia, and thank you, Harry. Congratulations. It's Annette here again. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Thank you, Nadia. That was amazing. A very meaningful award, I think. And, folks, the party's not over yet. We have one more thing to do. Well, we have two more things to do. We've got to draw the raffle. But before we do that, I'm just going to return Greg's phone to him. Can you give that to Greg? Thank you. And I think dinner is coming very soon. Let me just find my notes again. Sorry. This is something we've never done before. It's a first. And I don't know if it'll be a last, but it's definitely a first. For those of you who've never been on a committee, those of you who have ever been on a committee, knows that there are many jobs and many things that have to be done that happen in the background to run an organisation, even one as small as ours. And many things that happen in the background to make a conference like this happen as well. Many of these jobs are things that nobody really wants to do. They're not the glamorous jobs. They're often things that people don't think about. We have a person on our committee who is, sorry, they're technically not on our committee because they're not a handler, but they are most of the, a lot of the steam that keeps our organisation running, and a lot of the steam that made this conference happen, and all of the other conferences. This person does a lot of stuff in the background, and they always have the greater good foremost in their mind. Sorry, I can barely read my notes. I didn't practice this very well. This is the person who often has to take a lot of flack in order to keep the peace. And I've known this person for nearly 20 years, and they've always been a fountain of information and a relentless sharer of resources that we all need and use. This person comes to every committee meeting, and they are also a member of the low vision community, even though they don't have a guide dog or a dog guide. And they do an enormous amount of work for DGHA, as well as many other organisations. So in order to express our appreciation for all the work this person does, I would like to award the Golden Paw Award to Erica Webb. There you go. Would you like to say anything? Oh dear. Well, thank you, Erica. We really appreciate everything you do.
This has been a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation. If you would like further information on Dog Guide Handlers Australia or like to listen to further audio, please go to our website www.dgha.org.au. Thank you. Do you always have to have the last word?